I want your cock. That might be quite direct, but it's the truth. I want your cock. I want it. I need it. I absolutely fucking crave it during the times I can't have it. At times, it's all I can think about. I'm not ashamed of that, and there's no reason I should be. I just know what I like. It's simple. I love your cock. I love pleasing it, taking care of it, just thinking about the blood rushing as it grows, as it throbs and bounces. The way the head swells and aches to be touched. It makes my pussy clench. Do you know how wet it makes me? Oh God. It just washes over me. Imagining your cock standing to attention. Just there. Waiting for me to come grip it, to wrap my fingers around the base, slowly working upwards, to hear you let out that low, guttural groan that tells me you approve and that you want more. And when I think of that, when I picture that in my mind, I can't help but rub my pussy through my knickers, working my desperate fingers up and down the outline of my slit, up and over my aching clit, and it doesn't take long until those knickers are drenched and clinging to me. All I need at that moment is to pull them down and finally touch my pussy directly, sinking my fingers inside and just wishing it was your cock instead. Call me needy, hungry, or even desperate if you want to. But that's what you do to me. That's the effect your cock has on me. I could act all shy and coy about it, but the fact is, we both know the feeling is mutual. I have the same effect on that hardening cock between your legs, don't I? Hearing me talk about what it does to me, how it turns me on, how the thought just makes me drip down the inside of my thighs. You love it, don't you? I love that I don't even have to touch you to get a reaction. I know just how to get you rock hard with only my voice, building you up until you just need me to wrap my hands around your cock and stroke. You love that I adore your cock, don't you? That all I want to do is to take care of it, to give it all of my attention, and make it make you feel good. To make you come so hard. And that's why it's such a shame that I'm not there to help you out. But would you still like to know what I'd do if I was there with you right now? I'd have you naked, of course. I don't want anything getting in the way of me and that gorgeous cock of yours. Lay back. Get comfy and relax. I'd have your hands lightly bound. You won't be needing them, and I trust you not to fight it. There's no need to worry about a thing, because that cock is all mine to pleasure as I want, okay? No distractions. My full focus on what's between your legs. Trailing my nails and fingertips around the skin of your thighs, watching you closely, trying to gauge the moment you lose patience. I feel it from your body. I already know how much you want it from the way you're arching up. Your body is responsive, but it often betrays your mind. No. I want to see it in your eyes. But I see them widen as I start to drift inwards. But I see the same desperation that I feel. I know I could just get straight to jerking your cock and you'd explode for me, wouldn't you? Maybe on my hands, my arms, my smiling face. I'm sure you'd love to come in my mouth and see me take it all and swallow. But it seems like such a waste to rush things, no matter how much I really, really want that cum. You know, this tortures me just as much. If only you knew how much I wanted to taste your cock. Every fucking inch of it. So, you would wait for me, and I wouldn't disappoint you. I'd make sure of it. Feeling each little movement of my fingers circling your legs, inching closer and closer to you know where. Should I say it? Closer to your pulsing cock, that hard throbbing cock, lowering my head as my fingertips dance their way up the inside of your thighs, smiling at you the whole time. Exhaling, blowing a line up your leg as I draw ever nearer to where you want me, to where I long to be. And that first contact, my knuckles brushing against your balls, your body tensing and reacting, grazing along your inner thighs, that tickling sensation on sensitive skin, leaning down to blow over your balls, so full for me. Hard to resist the need to just empty you. I love knowing that you're watching as my face closes the distance, lifting, lightly squeezing, kneading, my lips making contact and kissing, tongue caressing a path around one ball, before working over to the other. Your balls should always get the attention they deserve. My eyes purely focused on yours as I gently suck one, followed by the other, into my mouth, moaning into you, my wet tongue swirling and releasing with the pop. They're so delicate, so sensitive. How would it feel to have my teeth tugging ever so carefully at the skin, tasting you? My focus would then shift that little bit higher, kissing to the very base of your shaft, nibbling playfully, taking in your scent as my nose rubs against you, as you clench and make a jump for me, raising and pressing my mouth to softly kiss, feeling each throb vibrate against my lips. Tilting my head and circling my tongue, moving up and down, closing my lips around your hard shaft, sliding along. How badly do you want me to climb higher towards that head? Dragging the tip of my tongue slowly, oh so slowly, up the underside of your cock, pressing it back against your stomach, licking up and down. Down, steadily approaching that one spot you'd like stimulated. Am I right? Circling my nose against it, applying pressure, bringing my tongue up, holding your cock firmly against you, letting you feel the wetness of my tongue sweep across, savoring your groans and moans, and then that beautiful head, probing, poking with outstretched tongue, bringing the reaction I so badly need to see from you. Your hips bucking, biting your lip, eyes rolling back. I love the moment you really feel it and start to let go. That's also the moment my mouth would sink down over you, taking little by little before pulling away, repeating until the entirety of your head disappears into my tight, warm mouth. And I'll stay there, motionless for a few moments. You want it, and I know it. You want me to suck, don't you? You want me to swirl my tongue. You want to watch my face bobbing up and down and taking your cock deep into my mouth, hitting the back of my throat. But you'll be patient. If you buck your hips, I'll pull back and you'll have to wait longer. So there you lay, pulsing cock in my mouth, surrounding your head, waiting, patiently for my hand, my fist, closing around your hardness, gripping tightly, stroking you into my mouth as my lips tighten. Vibrating around you, moaning into you, steadily and deliberately sucking, swallowing more of your cock into me, devouring it, my hand meeting the rhythm of my mouth, twisting, rotating, sinking further down, urging you to look at me as your cock reaches the back of my throat with a gag. But I want it. I want all of your cock. Sucking and sucking. Stroking faster. And releasing your cock with a loud and sloppy pop. No. That's not how I want you to come. I'd love it filling my mouth. I really would. Dripping down my throat, escaping my lips and trickling out. But no, I said I wanted to really take care of your cock. And that's what I do. I told you just how wet the thought of stroking and sucking your cock gets me. Well, that's nothing compared to the thought of it being inside me. Inside the cunt you can make drip without fail. Imagining orgasm after orgasm on the receiving end of your cock. So I'd strip down for you and crawl my way up your body, straddling over your tummy, my hand dipping down between my own legs, rubbing against my absolutely soaked mess of a cunt, and rubbing those juices along the length of your shaft, coating it in what you helped create. Taking a deep breath, gripping your cock, and rubbing your glistening head against my clit, releasing a loud whimper and moan. The moment I waited so patiently for. To feel you. To really feel you. Against me. Aching and throbbing with me. Gliding with a light pressure. Making me quiver. My breath catching. Sliding you up and down my wet slit. Inching you between my pussy lips so faintly. I could just sink down over it. Impale myself on your cock. But, pushing it back towards your stomach, I position myself over you. Anticipating my heart pounding, our eyes glazed, we're both lost until I slip and slide over your length, grinding, fucking myself on you, my cunt trying to take you in. Lips surrounding your shaft, wanting it. Panting, moaning. Your cock would take me over the edge, time after time, until I couldn't take it anymore. Until I couldn't stay empty any longer. Taking a firm hold, positioning your cock, directing it to my entrance before. Oh, fuck. Lowering myself down. Feeling you stretch me. Opening me up as my walls grip tight. Sinking down. Your cock filling me so perfectly. My hands on your chest as I raise myself up. And down, filling me again and again, guiding you slowly up and down your cock, rocking my hips, dropping to make you fill me completely. Encircling my hips with you inside me, shuddering around you, clenching, crying out as I come and come on your cock, pleading for you to give me yours. To fill me as I continue to bounce and slam down onto you, leaning over you, kissing, as you moan into my mouth, twitching, bucking, jolting in my cunt, your hot cum spilling and dripping, emptying into me. Oh, fuck. I tremble and collapse over you. Your cock buried inside me. Shocks running through it. And we lay there. And we breathe for what feels like hours. Somehow, lifting myself off of you, curling up against your thigh, holding your cock, and gently sucking, tasting us on it, content. I really want